Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. A tremendous Saturday to you. It really is Saturday, October 5th, 2019. Happened to have another daughter having a birthday. Seems like almost every month I have a daughter having a birthday. That's what happens when you have a lot of kids, baby. My daughter, Paigey, turns 14 years old. Shout out to my little love, Paigey. Born October 5th, 2005, 6 days before I filed Chapter 13 bankruptcy. If you don't think all of your sordid stuff that you got locked up like nuclear waste that you wish would just go away, if you don't think that can all be put in your rearview mirror quickly, you're wrong. Let me tell you, that's how fast 14 years goes, man. That's how fast 14 years go. I remember when my daughter was born, Paigey was born. Let me take you back to that day. It was crazy. By this time, it's your third kid, you know, so you're not, you're rushing to the hospital, but it's not like the first one where, you know, you want to be, you want your own helipad, you know, because it's that serious. But I was back at the JOB. I had locked up the Quiznos. I went bankrupt. I was in the process. I filed bankruptcy October 11th of 2005. It's funny. These dates stand out, man. You know where you were. I remember bringing a shoebox full of bills to this attorney this guy must have been doing a drive-through because the law changed October 18, 2005, made it harder to file bankruptcy. It had to be a little more scrutinized and things like that. So he goes, hey, either you do it by October 18th or you got to go through really the ringer. And I'm like, all right, well, this is a scarlet letter on my forehead. I can't even believe. I mean, I'm an exec. I still had the mindset that I was a six-figure executive, you know, and I'd only been 3 months removed from the corner office. So, you know, when I went to try to make this Quiznos work and all that stuff. So, and those of you who don't know the story, if you're just down for the first time, it's a long story. I tell it 1,000 times, but basically I bought a Quiznos in the January of 2005. I tried to run it from the corner office. I was going to buy about 8 of them, I think, and I had one went broke, and I was trying to run it, losing money like crazy. Next thing you know, 300 grand goes down the crapper, and I quit my job, and I had no money at the time, and blah, blah, blah. So I went back to my job and worked in telephone sales or outside sales with a base salary of $39,000, down from 100 and some thousand. And it was terrible working for everybody that used to work for me. So there you go. You're up to date, basically, on the story. So in October that year, oh, and by the way, as I'm going through all of this financial crisis, my wife is 9 months pregnant, you know, and I'm sitting in a cubicle. It's just terrible. But here's the thing, man. I would rather go through that than to have a life of comfort. I would rather have a year's worth of agony, 2 years worth of agony and all of that stuff versus 10 years of comfort. I just would, because you don't grow at all when you're comfortable. I get on the call with a lot of these individuals who are comfortable. You know, they're making a lot of money, their 401k, their retirement's all fluffed up, but they're not growing at all. And they tell me that. They're like, I'm not growing at all. I don't even know why I wake up in the morning other than to make money. I'm like, well, that's a horrible place to be, you know? I'd rather be broke living in a tent in my backyard, but growing as an individual, growing a brand, and having purpose to my life. And look, that's not just some BS, man. Those of you that you've ever met me, you know I believe that. As long as my kids are healthy and my wife is taken care of and we have food on the table, I'm happy as hell to live in a tent. Now, they aren't, but I am. And because I know when I go low, I grow. When you go low, you grow. When you go high, man, that's a lot of trappings out there. That's why the Bible says it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than it is for a wealthy man to get into heaven. Because most people, when they get money, lose the perspective of how they got it, why they got it, who they're supposed to serve, that it's not even really their money, that it's God's money. And they become a different people. It's like that adage that says, you know, money doesn't really make you a better person. It exposes the individual who you've always been. So be very, very careful going after this money game. How would I know that? Because I was a big ass when I got money. I was the guy that went to Black Friday sales and bought the $5,000 plasma TV and all that stuff, you know? And I never used money for good until I didn't have any of it. And then I made a vow that when I got money back, I was going to use it the right way, and I was going to build this tribe and this following and all that stuff. So just understand, when you go low, you grow, all right? And so back in October of 2005, that was a very, very sad time for me. And I look back now, I'm thinking, wow, a very sad time going through the business part, a very amazing time having our third daughter born. And I remember it was 7 a.m. and I brought my wife to the hospital, and it wasn't very long before she delivered, man. That's another thing about having multiple kids. It's like that whole labor thing, I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it. No guy I know could ever go through labor. That's why they gave women that blessing, because they have way more tolerance than men do and higher pain threshold. But, you know, when I remember my manager, quote unquote manager, who was I had to work for now, called, was blowing up my phone asking me a question about some account, and I had already left a voicemail, and it was kind of this one: hey, you know, we're on our way to the hospital, so say a prayer, it all goes good, like that voicemail, dopey voicemail we all leave, you know. I was playing the guy like a flute. I mean, I'm basically leaving it for him, so back off and go, you know, badger somebody else with stuff that doesn't matter. So I figured I'd get a voicemail back from him. Says, hey, buddy, we got everything taken care of here at the office. You know, don't you worry about that. You be with your wife, and if you need anything, you let us know. All right, we're here for you, buddy. Now, it was, hey, Sam, Bob, I need an update pronto on an account that you worked, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, and it was a voicemail, because I thought I was going to listen to voicemail, and while I'm waiting in the, you know, labor and delivery room, I'd get this voicemail about that, what I just described to you. Now, hey, bub, need an update on this account. Pronto, printer's waiting, blah, 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 or something like that. I'm like, oh, my God, you have got to be kidding. So I did. You know, I did. I called him back, and I gave him the update, whatever it was, something stupid. And then I hung up the phone. I said, that's it. I'm getting right back out of this job. And I'd been back in it for like a month. So all of that gratitude I had and all of that stuff for being able to have a job and health insurance, that was slowly dipping away. I was like, I've got to be free, man. I have got to be free. I can't be having people, I can't have an electronic leash with idiots calling my phone while my wife's delivering our third child looking for an update on an account. So I started to grow and grow and grow and grow and learn. And that was the time I started throwing myself into internet marketing, any kind of marketing, any way to build any kind of a brand. Every day is Saturday. I didn't even own the domain name yet. I mean, that came later, but I was still podcasting with every day is Saturday. I mean, I was throwing it out there, man, because you're dangerous. When you don't have anything left and the only place to go is up because you've already hit rock bottom, you know, you've been there. You know, you got the eviction notice on the door. You get the car repossessed. By the way, I had a car repossessed. I was doing a Monday night motivation call. I had to put it on pause to give the repo guy the keys. Yeah. I'm telling you guys all this because when you go low, you grow. All right. Don't be afraid to lose everything. Don't be afraid to take chances. Don't be afraid to be embarrassed. Don't be afraid of any of that. Be afraid of being comfortable. Be afraid of never living. Be afraid of being like everybody else. You were born a damn original and you think you're going to die a copy? No, 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 no. Homie, don't play that game. You don't play that game. I don't play that game. Great people don't play that game. People in Saturday Nation don't play that game. All right. So get after it in a big way. Don't be afraid to fail, baby. Don't be afraid to fail. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.